Head Unit for AAA is a new app. Hold on, don't take the over the shoulder because I have to enter a password here. And what does it do? Well, they call it Head Unit for AA because Google Play rules dictate that they cannot actually put Android Auto in there. Basically, what it does, if you take my over the shoulder shot here, it allows me to turn a supported tablet, in this case, the Nexus 7 2013 edition, into an Android Auto receiver.
This is what you've been waiting for.
So this is interesting. Awesome. So let's see if we can replicate this. I discovered it through XDA, and there's an app in the Play Store called Head Unit for AAA. So the process.
AA.
Head Unit for all about Android.
I know, that's right.
For a moment,
a moment, I thought someone made the app because you were complaining about it, and so it was like Head Unit for AA. Like we asked, and you delivered.
Somebody needs to have like a picture of your head on the icon.
I thought the AAA community was stepping up for you, Jason.
Yes. Well, so. They should have. Dang it.
Yeah. So you plug it in, and then
okay. So you want Head Unit installed on the tablet. Which it is. There's the icon. Android Auto installed on your phone. Make sure your phone has USB debugging active, which I do. I'm going to unplug this for a second. You plug the USB OTG cable into the tablet or whatever, adapter. I really hope this works. I was able to get it to work one time in like 10 tries before the show.
I wouldn't have said that out loud.
I'm not reviewing this in the arena. It's cool. Believe me, I thought about it. That I was like, no, this is sure to fail. You plug your normal USB cable into the phone. Go ahead and plug this into the OTG connector. Make sure it's facing the right way. Hopefully it is. Now, hopefully, something will happen, okay? So that happened. This is the actual app, Head Unit. Sometimes I got to do this, and then after a while, it finally kicked in into the thing. So no doubt about it. This is a total hack at this point.
Do you think it has something to do with the fact that your OTG adapters are like a little janky and disconnects maybe partially?
No, because I have another OTG adapter.
And no go.
And it worked sometimes as well and not all the time. So let's try this again. I really want it to work because it was kind of cool. Suddenly I had Android Auto on my phone. Or on my tablet. Come on, do it.
There you go. Yep.
Something's happening.
Yep.
Something's happening.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Boom. Straight up Android Auto. Let's get it off that screen. But there you go. I'm not going to navigate around the interface very much because it's tied into my account. So it shows a lot of my things in it.
But that's so cool.
But there you go.
Awesome. And so then on your phone now, it just says Android Auto and you can't use your phone, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So
it says Android Auto.
What if I texted you?
Let's try it.
And so basically, you can remote control your Android phone just like you would on an Android Auto Head Unit by using the tablet as a head unit.
Yes, which is something that Google doesn't allow you to do.
I know, I'm stating the obvious.
Oh, okay, all right.
Just reinforcing the point.
That is exactly true. Hey, there you go. New message, Hangouts.
So get it to read it. Get it to read out loud because that's one of the functionalities, right?
Okay. Where'd it go?
Try it again.
Try it again.
Do it again. Does it read it out loud automatically?
I don't know. I think you might have to tap on it.
Tap on it.
Here's the message. Hey, Jason. Nice car. Try it again. You can press the voice button and say reply.
Oh. Press the voice button and reply.
That's the voice button.
Reply to Ron.
If you just said something.
You didn't work.
Try again. You promised so much.
Well, testing. 1, 2, 3. I don't think it's passing through.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's odd.
Think of it this way. Proof of concept.
But you know what? This is good because if you have an older car,
yeah.
No,
a lot of people turn their
And these old tablets are like just sitting in freaking drawers. I know, it's great.
So there you go. The app is called Head Unit for AA. It does not require a rooted device. It kind of seems like it should. You just have to make sure that your developer options are active in your settings. There are plenty of
like on the titles, Head Unit for AA experimental.
Yeah. It's totally experimental.
It's so cool.
There is a cost for it. It's $6.79. So it's a costly app, but I think what you're doing is, you're telling the developer, keep going.
Maybe I'll try it for my camper van.
That didn't work.
Whoops.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah.
Actually, it's $8.79.
$8.79.
Okay, so that's pretty expensive, but whatever. It's experimental.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Come on, it's the price of two lattes. Come on.
Yeah, that's neat. That's super neat. If I had a car, I would.
It's cheaper than, what is it, the entry level head units, like $600?
Cheaper than buying a Hyundai, that's for sure. Yeah.
So. Cheaper than buying a Pioneer, entry level head unit for $700. So this is the starting point. We'll see where it leads to, but that's interesting.
Cool. I like
it.